I'm joined again by candidate Mark Benzi. He was a candidate in the race for one of the Bartholomew County Council seats, and his race was decided by a very small margin of about 7 votes, where incumbent Leah Beyer beat him on election night. Mark Benzi is currently considering a recount, and he wants to talk about his experience in trying to obtain that recount since election night about 2 weeks ago. So I'm kicking it over to Mark.
Hey, Randall. I appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to come in and talk about the election again. And I really appreciate you guys' radio station. Yeah, that's cool. Initially, I decided to run back in October. Told some friends, just because of the property tax deal, everybody talks about that. So I wanted to try to help out the community and help out the people. That's my initial goal, to help out the taxpayer at the end of the day. In November, started out the election season yet, but I was in church one Sunday morning, and before church service started, I seen Barb Hackman passing by in church, and she said, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?" And I said, "Oh, good to see you, Barb." And she said, "Good to see you, too." We were just chatting for a second, and Barb Hackman said, and I told Barb, I said, "Barb, I think I'm going to run for District 2 County Council," and she said, "Mark, oh, that sounds good, but the Republican Party is happy with the incumbent, Leah Beyer, and come to find out, you know, Leah goes to St. Peter's, too, the same church that I go to," and I just turned back to her, and I said, "Barb, what about the people?"
Because it almost sounded to you like she was discouraging you from running, from your perspective.
Yeah, she said there. It was, to me, it was like, there's only one candidate, and that's who we want to run. My theory is, you know, I know a lot of people. I've been here a long time. They say, you know, lifetime resident, lifetime whatever. That's not my view in my head. I know people in 5 or 6 counties, people that's lived here 100 years. They might only know 20 people. I just get out the community, man.
So, Mark, tell me the struggles that you've run into in trying to get your recount following the election. Because from what you told me off air, it seems like there's a lot of hurdles that you've been running into in trying to even like request a recount through the local Republican Party and through county offices.
I ran into some county officials. I ran into Commissioner Tony London at his t-shirt shop, and he said, this was back in January, he said, "Mark, he said, I helped Leah get elected." I was thinking in my head, I was like, "Tony, how'd you get her elected? She beat Greg Duke by 30 votes, and Greg Duke was incumbent." And I emailed and also talked with the state, the Joseph McLean, the co-director at the state, and he stated to me through via email, if you have evidence of a crime, you should contact your local law enforcement. Well, I don't want anybody to go to jail over this deal. And he said also in this statement, "The county election board is where you need to start, as well as jurisdiction over the elections." And they also told me up there, "You need to start with your county chair for the party." And so I talked to, via text, I called Dwayne Hines, and I also texted him. And on the way of calling and talk to him, I think Dwayne Hines was on his way to Indy to talk to legal counsel via for the county on this issue.
Dwayne Hines is the Bartholomew County chairman of the Republican Party, am I correct?
That's correct. Anyway, long story short, they're spending taxpayer dollars to fight me on this issue. Is that cool? That's not cool, man. This shouldn't be an issue on getting a recount, spending taxpayer dollars to go against a taxpayer.
So from the messages that you showed me from Dewayne Hines, he was claiming that votes can be only recounted in a partisan race, and that like he could not like ask for your recount unless you went through, you said like you would have to go through larger hoops, like getting a lawyer and potentially going through a process that would cost around $50,000. Is that correct?
There's no political lawyer that will touch me for less than $50,000. And there's also another county gave me this. It's called Section 2, and then here's the code that goes along with it. It's IC3-12-6-12. And this code states, in long language, just shortened up, it says it's the right to recount. And so Dewayne Hines brought up past local elections and school boards, the right to recount for local school board offices and local school board offices. And he says a county chair is entitled to have votes recounted only if partisan race. And like Dewayne was saying, and then I also text Dewayne and I said, will you sign a document saying you will not give me a recount and there is no fraud in this election? Dewayne texts me back directly and he said, it's up to the party. It's not up to the party to give you a recount. The party can only initiate the recount in a partisan race. So my understanding, what he's texted me back, only on a general election, on a Democrat versus the Republican, that's when a recount will take place. And I said to Dewayne, I said, his wife's a government official too. I said, Dewayne, what if your wife was in the same dilemma was? And Dewayne said, well, I guess I would have to hire counsel.
What are your next steps going forward in trying to pursue your recount in spite of the financial hurdles?
Well, this is my ultimate goal. I sent a letter out to the county clerk, the county chair, and Barb Hackman. She basically controls the party in the county, and she does everything for the county and thinks she's in charge of the county. So I sent a formal letter out to them requesting a recount of last week's election. According to state guidelines, I understand there's a limited number of days to file this request, which I am sending this certified letter. I sent it out yesterday. It should get to them Monday morning. I said, please consider this my official request and provide a written response within 2 days of receiving it. And I said, thank you for your time and attention to this matter. So it's going to be on their table Monday morning. And
so you are formally submitting paperwork for the recount on Monday morning?
Yes, sir. But in my own experience, there's never been an election like this in Bartholomew County history or the surrounding county's history. And this candidate was pre-selected by the party, and it was already determined that she was going to win the race before the race started. Yeah, there's never been one this in county history. There was one in county council, and they didn't oppose it. They let him do a recount. It wasn't anything to it. But if there wasn't anything to this,
they would just give you the recount.
Yes. But everybody's told me to get counsel. We seek legal advice.
And that is, from your understanding, not the standard procedure for these kinds of like scenarios like around the country.
Yeah, it's standard procedure in every state. It's all the same.
To just like do the recount, like if it's this close versus like them telling you need to get legal counsel.
Yeah, it's standard procedure in every county in the nation. And I also want to add here, Random, I also want to say, you know, I really appreciate QMix for letting me come in here today and let me have a voice for the people. It's cool. And that's what I'm here for, fight for the people every day. And I, you know what, respect is earned. It's not automatically given because of a title position. Judges, lawyers, the treasurer, the clerk, they all work for the taxpayers. And after what happened in this election, a lot of people are questioning the system and the people that are involved. These people are trusted every day. And once the trust is broken, government officials are supposed to represent the people with honesty and transparency. When citizens feel ignored or misled, that respect disappears quickly. At the end of the day, every official is still a regular citizen accountable to serve the public. They serve. I mean, like I said, I love Bartholomew County, and I want to do whatever it takes to get our voice heard.
That was Bartholomew County Council candidate Mark Benzie.